Pastor got up and he said, I've got three sermons. The first sermon lasts 5 minutes. It costs £100. The second sermon lasts 15 minutes. It's £50. The third sermon lasts a full hour and it's £20. So he said, listen, you've got your choice. Now we'll take the collection and see which one you'll deliver. Let me tell you, without Christ, as we said last time, there is no New Testament. But there's something more about Christ that we want to look at tonight very quickly, and that is the work of justification. I want you to turn with me to your Bibles, to Romans chapter 3, a very, very famous passage. And I know if I shouted out, someone tell me what Romans 3:23 says, most of you would probably be able to shout that scriptural verse out to me. I wonder if someone would like to just shout that out. It'll just give me a bit of a breather. Romans 3:21-26. And you notice in that portion of scripture, the word justified comes through three times. Because one of the great things about the work of Christ was not only salvation, which we know from last time was freedom from slavery. It's what God always intended us to be, free from slavery. But it literally means to declare righteous. Isn't it wonderful to know you've been declared righteous tonight? If I was to say Romans 8 verse 1, you'd all shout back to me because you know the verse off by heart. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to know that if you went to court, you'd be declared righteous? Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thought? You don't need to have a good fancy lawyer. Because on the day of grace comes, you have been declared righteous by God. And it says, by His grace, through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You see, it said in verse 23 that every human being has sinned. Every human being has fallen short of God's standard. Therefore, we were all once declared not righteous, but guilty. It's no wonderful to know. Now, it says in verse 20, I can't have my glasses here, but it says, being justified freely by His grace. I love that word, freely. Because, listen, so many people are stumbled at the fact that Jesus gives His grace so free. They want to do something about it. They want to work. They want to pay. They cannot believe that salvation, eternal life, is actually a free gift. But you see, God's work for Jesus was that He would justify us right in front of Himself, where we can cry, I am not guilty. I'm not guilty tonight. I'm free. I'm not guilty. There is nothing over me tonight. I can walk free. There is a weight that has been taken off my shoulders. There is a weight. And we know what it is. The weight that hung us with our sin has been transferred over to Jesus. And this, we're free. He's carrying the burden for us this evening. You have been stamped free. Now, when I was young and I wasn't particularly walking with the Lord, I sometimes used to venture into discos. Not that I ever enjoyed them. That wasn't the reason I went to the discos. I won't tell you the reason I went to them. But the reason I went to the discos certainly was not to dance, because I've got three left feet and I was not very good. I was all right at taking home. I was all right, but I was not very good at dancing. But anyway, when I went in, they always stamped my hand. Has anybody ever had a stamp put on their hand? Kevin's laughing there. He obviously knows. Ooh, Wendy. I can't see Wendy. She's wandered off. All right. Okay. I just suddenly thought, has the rapture taken place? And you and I are on a second sitting. And Wendy's gone. Oh, thank you, Father. Now she's home. So anyway, but I used to get a stamp. And that stamp authorized me to go in and out of the place. Isn't it great to know you've been stamped not guilty tonight? Do you know it's wonderful you can go in and out of the throne of grace tonight? Do you know the world cannot believe it and will not believe that it's free? But the Bible says you have been justified freely. freely. You see, if you quote the Bible to people, when you talk to them about things, say, listen, it is, the Bible says, I have been justified freely by Jesus Christ tonight. So the first thing I want you to know, it's declared righteousness. The second thing about justification, it's a courtroom term. Because, as I just said, if you went in front of a judge and you understand your case, you're either going to be proclaimed guilty or not guilty. It's a whole courtroom thing. It's Jesus standing there saying to the punishment that you and I deserve, I'm going to take your place. Yes, he is guilty, judge. This man, Kevin, deserves the wrath of God for his life. But I am prepared to let Kevin go free. But Father, I know that someone has to pay the price. Can you allow me to pay the price? And the Father says, okay, Jesus, then I will justify Kevin as if he has never sinned. And he said that the same as you all. It's a courtroom term. Jesus took your place. He justified you. You have never sinned. That's incredible to think of it that way, isn't it? Because I know you're going to slip up tomorrow. Even though it's Bank Holiday Monday, you'll still slip up at work tomorrow. And yet you're justified by faith. Justified freely. So, salvation, we worked last time. The work of Jesus Christ means to declare you righteous. It means, quite simply, that you are acquitted by a righteous judge. Now, let me tell you something. There was one of the great men of God. His name was Martin Luther. And Martin Luther struggled. He was passionate. He was impetuous. He was demanding, sensitive. He was pessimistic in his temperament. Luther had never been able to find inner peace, Martin Luther. Never been able to find inner peace. He could not overcome his sense of guilt despite all his good works, despite all his prayers, despite all his penance. His confessor advised him to read the book of Romans. No more historical momentous advice was ever given by the confessor. He simply said, read Romans. And in Romans, Luther discovered a simple bombshell that transformed this man's life, Martin Luther. We have the great Martin Luther. And it was simply this he said, God had forgiven his sins freely. One man's life was transformed by five or six words. God has transformed my life freely. Rod Wood, who we've had here often, was digging old people's gardens, was trying his best to do something that would just make Rod feel good, be accepted by God. Until he came to that point, Rod, when suddenly the bombshell hit him. It is not by works. It's by faith. You're free because the Son has set you free. Then why do we bind ourselves? Now, why do we bind ourselves? The chains have gone. My heart set free. I rose. That's it, I rose. Because I couldn't finish that off, Irene. Because being such a young man, I've probably only sang it a couple of times. But I rose, went forth. One of these. Friends, I'm spending time over the New Testament survey. I want you to know the reason Jesus came was to A, to give you salvation, and B, was to give you justification. He wants you to know tonight you've been set free. There is no condemnation stamped on you at all. I don't know if you can imagine it, but Martin Luther, one of the great men of God, had six words which totally transformed his life. You are free. The Son has set you free. It was not because his works in Germany, but because of Christ's work on Calvary. He discovered and ignited a fire that swept over the whole of Europe. Those six little words, Martin Luther took throughout the whole of Europe and transformed Europe by that little advice. God had forgiven his sins freely. You know, when you're living in darkness and then somebody gives you a drop of light, it changes and transforms your life. And I spoke about the transformation. I believe God wants to transform our lives day by day. I still believe God's in the business of wanting to put a chink of light into our spirits every morning. I believe God wants us to read His Word so that, like Luther, we can learn a little bit more truth. I'm thankful that God did bring salvation, yes. But I'm also thankful He brought justification. I'm great that God says to you, Eddie, you've been to court and you've been acquitted. You've been set free through my Son. And because of that, it brings us into grace. So you have to accept it by faith. Faith is the key to accepting justification. If you look at your life, you will never, never convince yourself that you're good enough to be forgiven. If you're totally honest with yourself, you will always struggle with the fact of forgiveness until you recognize the fact that Christ has set you free. Someone else has set you free. That's the beauty of the gospel. That's why it's called good news. It's because there's no part in yours apart from this. You accept it by faith. And when Martin Luther accepted by faith, he was justified. I could put the Greek word up for you. I certainly couldn't pronounce it. But it means to indicate, declared by righteousness. It signifies the believer's judicial standing. That's why it's a courtroom term. It's a judicial standing before God. There is not a just case in man to warrant justification. It is an unmerited favor bestowed upon by God. We have no warrant for justification, but under grace we have. Because Christ's death is our ransom. The sinner is released on the basis of the ransom having been paid. That is why we're justified. Because somebody else has took our place and we have been ransomed this evening. Hallelujah. Justification has come. And because justification has come, so has reconciliation. Reconciliation is quite simple. Romans 5 verse 9 and 10. It's one that you and I have been reconciled. When Avril and I fall out because Avril's done something wrong, there has to be a reconciliation. There has to be. Generally, us men who are humble generally make the peace up. I mean, I think that's how it goes. Would you agree, Rob? I think that's generally how it goes. And but we have to be reconciled, haven't we? Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus not only saved you, not only justified you, Jesus has reconciled you. Jesus has brought us. I don't know whether anybody's got Romans 5 verse 9 and 10. But if you've got it, let's shout it out. It's a wonderful book, Romans. But it's purely, purely based on this wonderful Savior that we have. I've got it. Much more than having now been justified by His blood. There's that word again. Therefore, now being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Justification and reconciliation. Paul mentions the two things in one. Since we have been justified, since we have been stamped clean, we're also reconciled to God. I want to tell you, if you're reconciled to someone, it means that you're in partnership and harmony with that someone, isn't it? Then why are we so frightened to come to our Savior? If we are reconciled with Christ, why have we a problem approaching the throne of grace? No, I'm serious. He justified you. And then He said, listen, because I've justified you, you must be reconciled. You were there. God was there. I stepped in. And now you're one. I have reconciled you. You are mine. I paid a price. I want to tell you the New Testament is based purely on the work of our wonderful Savior this evening. And He has saved us with salvation, number one. Two, He has justified us. Three, He has reconciled us. and 2 Corinthians, we're not going to read them. We needed reconciliation because of our rebellion against God. In Ephesians 2, 1 and 3, your name fits in there. You, that's what you once were. And it's a wonderful chapter, Ephesians 2, 1 and 3, because it gives you the bad news first and then comes in with the good news. You always hear that somebody shouting, which do you want, the good news or the bad news? And everybody goes to the bad news first, thinking that the good news will cancel out the bad news you've just heard, don't you? Well, in this case, it is. The bad news is you were once separated from God. The good news is, and verse 8, I think it is, Ephesians 2, 8. For it is by grace have you been saved. That through faith. Isn't it wonderful tonight? Oh, come on. We're saved. Hallelujah. There's no condemnation. You're reconciled with Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's free. It's free. I've read it time and time again. It's free. Tommy wrote an opera. The Who, the pop group The Who, wrote an opera on a man called Tommy who was deaf, dumb and blind. And someone healed him. And the big song of the whole of the album is, I'm free. Not free. I'm free. And freedom tastes of reality. How true it is. I'm free. And freedom tastes of reality tonight. Sad thing about that opera and Tommy, it didn't last. He went back to being deaf, dumb and blind. We'll never go back. Once saved. Hallelujah! Once under the justification, always under justification. Once being reconciled, always reconciled. Because of the atoning work of my Savior. What else does it mean? It means God initiated the reconciliation. That's why it's a free. God initiated it. We didn't even have to do anything about it. God initiated it. Isn't it wonderful? God initiated. People are running around with initiatives to get to heaven. I mean, no, come on, let's think of it. Two people will knock on your door. They're always coming twos, the JDWs, or sometimes threes. They are initiating their way to heaven. Well, that's what they're doing. Isn't it sad? Oh my, every time I see them, I want to weep because they are so passionate about what they're doing, thinking that this is going to take them to the Savior when it's free. You can't tell them that. It's free. You don't have to think you're going there. You know you're going there. The Son shall set you free. You are free. Stop getting bogged down in arguing Jehovah's Witness. The Bible says if the Son shall set you free, you're free. Therefore, being justified by grace. And that's all I say to them. Therefore, being justified. What does justified mean? That's all I ask them. What does justified mean? I'm going. You work your socks off. I'm going. But I wish we had the passion they had. I really do. And I would have no trouble in announcing stuff. Because why? Their passion is they want to go to heaven and they're trying to initiate it by their own works. That's how I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven because of that last statement. Through His precious blood. Man of sorrows, what a name. Father, Son of God who came. Ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Bearing shame and mocking rude. In my place condemned He stood. Justification. Sealed my pardon with His blood. Reconciliation. Hallelujah. What a Savior. When He comes, our glorious King, all His ransomed home to bring. Then I knew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah. What a Savior tonight, brothers and sisters. What a precious Savior. I will not do the rest. We'll leave the rest and finish off the New Testament part one, work of Christ, when we get round to it, maybe it's next week. I just want to leave you with that lovely song and that lovely thought. I am justified freely. I am reconciled freely because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, because of his blood. I need not be ashamed to go on my knees or talk to Jesus in the car. I needn't be ashamed. Why? Because he has reconciled me to himself. And if I'm one with him, no reason for me to be ashamed to go in front of him. I don't go with arrogance. I go thinking, I'm justified today, Jesus, because of you. I'm reconciled because of you. I've got salvation because of you. In fact, Jesus, there's nothing that I haven't got without you.